KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your new news.
89 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you, almost to your weekend. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon, our top local stories this hour. We are covering the Elephant Fire burning near Loyalton. Directly ahead, how big the fire has gotten and whether evacuations are still in effect. It was a deadly case of DUI that took the life of someone just on a bicycle with their family. Directly ahead, how much time the suspect, now convict, is actually going to serve. And hit from behind without warning, Reno police say they want to find someone they say attacked another man for no reason in downtown Reno. On the way, how you can help them. It is our top local story today. And it is 25 years in prison for a man convicted of hitting and killing a woman just out for a bike ride with her family.
In October of last year, troopers with Nevada Highway Patrol responded to a car versus bicycle crash on US 395A near Rawhide Drive. When they arrived at the scene, they found multiple bikes on the shoulder and the body of 62-year-old Susan Goodnow covered by a blanket.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says Jeffrey Acosta admitted to police he was high on marijuana at the scene of the crash.
Troopers learned that Susan and her family had been cycling in the bike lane headed southbound when Acosta crossed the center line coming from the opposite direction and hit her and her husband.
Acosta will be eligible for parole after 9 years. Well, hit without warning in a brazen, unprovoked attack in downtown Reno this past May.
Striking the victim from behind without warning, causing the victim to fall to the ground. After the victim was on the ground and no longer defending themselves, the suspect allegedly kicked the victim in the head before fleeing the area. The victim suffered serious head injuries and was transported to a local hospital for treatment.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says RPD has released a photo of the suspected attacker. They would like your help in identifying him.
The incident occurred in a busy area and was witnessed by numerous people. Detectives believe additional witnesses or surveillance footage may help identify those involved. Anyone with information about the identity of the suspect or the individual seen with him is encouraged to contact Secret Witness or Sergeant Silver with the Reno Police Department's Crime Suppression Unit.
We have a picture of that suspect up right now on our Twitter page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. Accused of starving their son to death, just an infant, and severely neglecting three dogs, one of whom was found discarded dead in the trash. Now 22-year-old Emma Bradshaw of Carson City and her partner face multiple charges in Georgia after authorities there discovered the crimes, which apparently happened while the two were living on base at Fort Benning near Columbus, Georgia.
23-year-old LaDarian McCray of Valdosta and 22-year-old Emma Bradshaw of Nevada deliberately deprived their baby of food for nearly 2 weeks. The child died on January 28th of 2026. McCray is now facing discharge proceedings from the military. Also, investigators say they later found two severely malnourished dogs inside the family's on-post home. Another dead from starvation in a trash barrel outside. The indictment also accuses the couple of lying to Army investigators about both the child's condition and the dog's death. Court dates for this couple's initial appearances have not been scheduled yet, but if convicted, both could face a maximum sentence of life in prison.
And that is Ben Stanfield with WTVM-TV in Columbus, Georgia. To the latest now on the Elephant Fire. It's now 31% contained as it burns around the state line near Loyalton. The wildfire now over 13,000 acres, burning on some very steep hillsides that have a large amount of dry fuels. All evacuation warnings and orders are now over. That's some good news there. Still no word on what might have started the fire on Saturday. You might remember earlier authorities said it was 42% contained. A remap of the fire brought it down to 31. $63 million in refunds from NV Energy. That's after the power company said it overcharged customers. The billing mistakes affected over 45,000 customers. NV Energy says the inaccurate billing goes back as far as 2002. The refunds will be applied automatically to upcoming bills. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, a new poll in the race for California Governor Steve Hilton is right now well behind Democrat Javier Becerra.
61% of respondents favor favor Becerra and 36% favor Hilton. The Public Policy Institute of California surveyed nearly 1,600 adults between June 29th and July 6th. About 1,000 of them are likely voters. Becerra leads in several demographics, including age, gender, home ownership, income, racial and ethnic groups, and across the state's major regions. 85% of those polled also say the candidate's positions on the environment are important. 60% of Democrats say it's very important, compared with 29% of Republicans. I'm Daniel Martindale.
One Nevada senator praising the late Lindsey Graham, especially when it comes to their shared stance on Ukraine.
Lindsey would always say, if you give Putin an inch, he'll take it. He was absolutely right. A threat to Ukraine is not just a threat to Ukraine, it's a threat to Europe, it's a threat to the world. And for more than 4 years, Ukraine has fought back against Putin's brutal, unprovoked war, day in and day out.
Democrat Jackie Rosen at a news conference in Washington offering support to a bill backing Ukraine in honor of the late South Carolina Senator Graham, who passed over the weekend. It is a 2.3% hike in jobs over the past year. That's what the Nevada State June jobs report says. The state unemployment rate now sits at 5.1%, with Reno enjoying a 1.5% increase in available jobs since June, but a decrease from last May. Jobs in Carson City were down less than 1% in the last year, and almost just 1%, actually 0.3%, from May there. Well, you might have heard this, a multi-state outbreak of the parasite, which I'm not going to try to pronounce, but it's causing that explosive diarrhea in people, is causing some panic, so health experts are trying to offer some tips on reducing the risk.
Dr. Emily Landon, an infection prevention expert at University of Chicago Medicine, recommends avoiding fast food chains right now if you're immunocompromised or have gut health issues. She says eating at home or at local smaller restaurants is safer. Washing all fruits and vegetables under running water is important before eating, cutting, or cooking. Leafy lettuce, especially bagged lettuce, is suspected in the current explosive diarrhea outbreak. Buying whole lettuce and peeling off the two outer layers, she says, is a safer option. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And if you're hoping to hit big with the lottery and want to drive out to Gold Ranch, if you have a word is that incoming money, there's the odds of winning are low, but Mega Millions, it's up to a really close to $1 billion.
After 34 draws, the Mega Millions has rolled over again. Friday's jackpot estimated to be $672 million. The mathematical odds of winning that jackpot are really small, about 1 in 290 million. But when you buy that $5 ticket, you're really buying the dream. Quitting your job, buying a house, buying a new car, something fancy, and a couple of trips. First class, of course. The drawing is Friday at 8 p.m. I'm Bree Tennis.
FM News Talk time is 12:13. Now it's time to head for the roads for your lunchtime traffic report. Very first check. Let's check in with Phil and see how the roads are looking.
Well, now a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Thank you, Maestro. There is a broken down motorist on Highway 395 right at State Route 206 near Carson City. It's on the northbound side. Otherwise, we don't have any collisions to tell you about. Things are moving along at the limit. But remember, Highway 50 between the Nevada state line and Spooner Summit, they're doing a bunch of road work in that area. Expect slowdowns. And you should discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Ready to be treated like you are number one? Choose Pro One, corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 86 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 88 in Yerington, 75 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Humidity levels keep dropping, about 20% lower than yesterday for this afternoon. We'll be in the high 20s to low 30s. Keep drying for the weekend into the mid-90s through the weekend and beyond. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Carson Nugget has been named the best comedy showroom in Northern Nevada. The next show is Comedy Conspiracy with Alex Ilkin and Ali Breen from Fox News. Come laugh at flat earthers or people that believe we walked on the moon. Ali and Alex make crazy conspiracies hilarious. On Friday, July 24th, join the Celebrity Wine Dinner with Alex and Ali. Dinner includes two free tickets for the show on Saturday, July 25th. Get your tickets now at ccnugget.com.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
KKFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
We've had some city and county skirmishes over data centers here in Northern Nevada. It's like an outright war down south in Boulder City. I'm John Potter for the new news. After a four-hour meeting, their city council voted to appeal the federal approval of what would be the first data center built on BLM land. The Houston-based developer first planned to build in Boulder City, but after the BLM okayed it for federal land last month, it's now approved to build just 3 miles from Boulder City Homes. The city says the feds never consulted or sought approval from them, and they're concerned. The data center is estimated to use 3 times more energy than the entire city uses and will have water needs at a time when nearby Lake Mead's level is less than 2 feet from its all-time low, threatening power generation at Hoover Dam. And if that's reduced, Boulder City would need to purchase power on the open market. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, 12:19, if you are just checking in. The three big things that you need to know. Number one, 25 years in prison for an 18-year-old driving high on marijuana after he was convicted of hitting a 62-year-old woman just out for a bike ride with her family. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Number two, all evacuations for the Elephant Fire burning near Loyalton have been lifted. The fire 31% contained. And Nevada's unemployment rate, number three, sits at 5.1% after the state released its jobs report. There is a 2.3% hike in jobs over the past year. It is our top national story. President Trump plans to reveal new details about America's election security in a speech to the nation tonight. And we're going to have that story coming up. But first word is that, here we go. Let's try that again.
The president plans to reveal newly declassified intelligence assessments about vulnerabilities to election systems during 2020.
It will shock you if you have an honest eye listening to the president tonight, and everything he is saying will be backed by facts and by evidence.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will also remark on intensifying attacks on Iran and the economy. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer warns tonight's speech is not about 2020.
It's about undermining the 2026 election before a single vote has been cast.
Dozens of recounts, court cases, and audits of the 2020 election have found no widespread fraud. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the president's speech, you will hear that tonight at 6 o'clock right here on FM News Talk 99.1. Well, a bizarre story out of Las Vegas's airport. Police say ICE agents tried to arrest a man at Harry Reid International Airport, but they left before the job was done, before they took him into custody. Now, this happened Monday night around 6. Airport officers were called to a disturbance at Terminal 3 at Harry Reid International Airport. Police arrived. They found an elderly man with a handcuff attached to one arm. Police say their investigation determined that ICE agents had attempted to detain the man, but they walked away before completing the arrest. Authorities later ran a records check. They found no outstanding warrants. They removed the handcuff. ICE was notified. Police say that there is no further details in this particular investigation. Well, earlier we told you about Nevada's job numbers. Now, first-time requests for unemployment benefits experienced a big drop last week.
The Labor Department says it received 208,000 initial filings in the week ending July 11th. That's 8,000 less than the week prior. Majority of analysts believed today's number would come in right around 218,000. I'm at Mattinson.
If you fly Frontier Airlines, you know essentially you get pretty much just a seat and nothing else, but that's going to change. Frontier Airlines passengers out of Reno will soon be able to use Wi-Fi. The airline says starting early next year, flights will offer high-speed internet through SpaceX's Starlink. Before watching movies on a flight, the airline says Starlink will provide some connectivities for pilots, flight attendants, maintenance teams, and ground operations. Of course, it is not for free, this being Frontier. Pricing not yet announced. Time right now for today in tech.
A major chip maker is shelling out more money to the U.S. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company announced that it will invest another $100 billion to expand their footprint in Arizona. That brings the company's total investment in the Grand Canyon state to $265 billion. TSMC currently has a campus in North Phoenix, and the funds could result in 4 new semiconductor plants. The chipmaker develops processors for tech giants like Nvidia and Apple. Frontier Airlines passengers will soon be able to use Wi-Fi. The airline says that starting early next year, flights will offer high-speed internet through SpaceX's Starlink. Beyond watching movies on a flight, the airline says Starlink will also provide connectivity for pilots, flight attendants, maintenance teams, and ground operations. And OpenAI is officially part of the hardware market. The company released a $230 control panel that's designed to pair with their AI coding assistant, Codex. It's called Codex Micro, and it's designed to make it easier to control the bots as they write code. Tech Report, I'm at Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, 1223.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
We still have a broken down vehicle at Highway 206 and Highway 50 in Carson City, not creating much of an issue. We do have a new injury collision on Highway 50 at Bottom Road. This is in Fallon. It's affecting traffic in both directions. Otherwise, we're not doing too bad. And it is 86 degrees in Reno, 88 in Dayton and in Smith Valley, 73 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Fairly typical July weather, not just for today, but pretty much the rest of the month. We may change a degree or two from day to day, but basically low to mid-90s through the early part of August with mostly sunny skies and a stray cloud here and there. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Guy Benson comes your way at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Store clerk Abraham Lincoln asked a bumptious patron to refrain from using profanity while ladies were present.
"I would love to see the man who could stop me," was the defiant response. Lincoln went outside, saying, "I see you must be whipped, and suppose that I'll have to do it." Seizing the insolent fellow, throwing him to the ground, rubbing the man's face with smart weed until he roared with pain. Finished, Lincoln went immediately for water to wash the victim's face and alleviate his distress. Justice was delivered without a particle of anger, thus gaining the troublemaker's respect, making him a better man that day. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I would love to see the man who could do a better job preparing your cooling system for summer than a Lincoln Heating technician. Join our Presidential Service Program to enjoy additional savings and priority scheduling. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
Over 86,000 attended the American Century Golf Tourney last week. That's a record crowd. And TV numbers were good, best in over 20 years. 1.5 million tuned in for the Sunday Championship round. That's the highest in over 20 years, but still a bit below an average PGA audience of 2 to 3 million. Ahead of Media Day, the Mountain West has released its preseason all-conference team. 4 Wolfpack players making the team, the most in 5 years. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
12:27 right here on the news at noon. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
FIFA announcing Post Malone as the headliner for the 2026 World Cup closing ceremony, the show taking place before the game kicks off on Sunday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The announcement comes as FIFA revealed Jennifer Hudson would sing the national anthem on the final game day. Madonna is continuing her reign as the Queen of Pop as her latest album broke records. Confessions 2 is the singer's 10th record to make it to number one on the Billboard 200 chart, and she's now the first female artist to have a number one album in 5 consecutive decades. Confessions 2 is the continuation of Madonna's 2005 album, Confessions on a Dance Floor. Police investigating an incident that happened on the set of the Today Show Thursday morning. TMZ reporting an intruder stormed into the studio in the morning asking for host Al Roker. Law enforcement sources said the man then lunged at host Craig Melvin while yelling a racial slur, security able to rush in and detain the man. Former Congressman George Santos heading to reality TV. Larry Kofsky has more.
For his next chapter, Santos is joining the cast of Fox's Special Forces World's Toughest Test. He'll join 14 other contestants who will face a range of military-style challenges, including chemical gassing and a search of an underground bunker. Other contestants will include former NBA player Matt Barnes and Real Housewives star Brandi Glanville. The 5th season of Special Forces will air on Fox starting September 24th.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
FM News Talk Time, 12:28. The FDA just approving a new cholesterol-lowering pill.
Dense smoke, orange skies, and dangerous air quality levels produced by wildfires in Canada and Minnesota. It makes it tough to breathe, especially for seniors, young children, and people with lung conditions. Hopkins experts say wildfire smoke can trigger asthma attacks. Coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, burning sensations in the chest, and unusual fatigue. They're advising anyone with lung issues to stay indoors, keep windows and doors closed, and use air purifiers. They advise everyone to avoid strenuous outdoor activity. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And as I was saying, the FDA just approved the new cholesterol-lowering pill. It's made by Merck. It will be marketed under the name Lipfendra. Lipfendra, it's a daily pill that's been shown to lower cholesterol way below what's currently achieved with statins, which is, as you know, the current gold standard. I'm on one, too. Clinical trials showed that the drug can reduce LDL, or bad cholesterol, down to 50 or 60, even lower. The American Heart Association recommends getting LDL below 70 if you have an above-average risk of a heart attack or stroke, and under the age of 55 if you've had a heart attack. Guess I'll be heading to my doctor to find out more. FM News Talk time, it is 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
I'm Tom Graham. The U.S. intensifying strikes on Iran. Pentagon forces also firing at a ship Americans accused of trying to break its naval blockade. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says there's still hope for negotiations.
They have expressed they still want to make a deal to the president. We're talking to them.
Well, meantime, President Trump says Iranian military weapons stores have largely been depleted. Wildfires raging in Canada are sending smoke into the U.S. Air quality alerts have been issued for several states. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Cleveland.
This is some of the worst air quality in years for parts of the Midwest and Northeast. Here in Cleveland, there's a smell of burning wood in the air. Health officials are urging people to limit their time outside, especially kids, older adults, and anyone with breathing problems.
Air quality issues are being compounded by a heat dome over the Northeast. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31 as we continue right along here on this Thursday. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. 90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, it is our top local story. 25 years in prison for a man convicted of hitting and killing a woman just out for a bike ride with her family.
In October of last year, troopers with Nevada Highway Patrol responded to a car versus bicycle crash on US 395A near Rawhide Drive. When they arrived at the scene, they found multiple bikes on the shoulder and the body of 62-year-old Susan Goodnow covered by a blanket.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says Jeffrey Acosta admitted he was high on marijuana at the scene of the crash.
Troopers learned that Susan and her family had been cycling in the bike lane headed southbound when Acosta crossed the center line coming from the opposite direction and hit her and her husband.
Acosta will be eligible for parole after 9 years. Well, hit without warning in a brazen, unprovoked attack in downtown Reno this past May.
Striking the victim from behind without warning, causing the victim to fall to the ground. After the victim was on the ground and no longer defending themselves, the suspect allegedly kicked the victim in the head before fleeing the area. The victim suffered serious head injuries and was transported to a local hospital for treatment.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says RPD has released a photo of the suspected attacker. They would like your help identifying him.
The incident occurred in a busy area and was witnessed by numerous people. Detectives believe additional witnesses or surveillance footage may help identify those involved. Anyone with information about the identity of the suspect or the individual seen with him is encouraged to contact Secret Witness or Sergeant Silver with the Reno Police Department's Crime Suppression Unit.
And we've got a picture of the suspect up right now on our Twitter page. All you have to do is search FM Talk 99.1. Well, in other news that we're following this hour, word is the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. Mint has begun striking a $1 coin featuring President Trump to mark the nation's 250th birthday.
During the 150th, there was a Calvin Coolidge coin, so we can put living people's images on a coin. The president's also going to have a coin coming out with his image on it.
The piece is not real gold, but does have a gold-like finish. It will be available in the fall.
The currency has to say "In God We Trust" somewhere on it, and there cannot be an image of a living person, but we have the president's signature, which, again, I think it is appropriate for the 250th.
And while he was on the topic, Bessent says a change is being made to paper currency.
The president's signature is going to be on it for the first time. So I think it's fitting. Donald Trump is president during our 250th anniversary. So it'll be the president's signature and my signature on it.
And that was at a press conference today. Meantime, it's a big movie. It's a big weekend for movies. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey is looking to get off to a huge start at the box office this weekend.
Who's looking after your wife and son?
Do you see?
My dad is coming home.
The film is expected to make between $90 and $100 million in its debut. If it hits $100 million, it would be the third to do so this year after Toy Story 5 and the Super Mario Galaxy movie. The film is the first ever to be entirely shot with IMAX cameras and will benefit financially from premium format options, including 70mm screens. I'm at Mattinson.
There is an odd occurrence that's happening at the White House where apparently a teleprompter operator that is able to have access to the Oval Office, well, apparently he's been making bets on Cauchy about what the president will say tonight.
A teleprompter operator for the president is accused of placing bets on the prediction market Cauchy about words and details of major presidential speeches. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says that aide was put on unpaid leave by President Trump.
I think this played out exactly how it should. Cauchy notified the CFTC of suspicious activity. They investigated that, identified the individual, and he will now no longer be working at the White House.
Levitt says there is a strict ethics policy in place about prediction markets. Earlier this year, an Army Special Forces soldier was charged, accused of making a bet ahead of an operation to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
12:35 right now on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft.
Save big at Ace Hardware, Collin Ranch, and Midtown only. For a limited time, take 10% off many of your favorite items. Gardening, home improvement, or whatever project you've been putting off. Now's the time to get it done for less. At Ace, you'll get great products, real help from knowledgeable people. But hurry, the 10% off sale ends July 31st. Call, click, or come by Carter Brothers and Collin Ranch and say, I heard it on the radio. Ace's 10% off sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Hi, Greg from Greg's Garage. We employ factory-trained mechanics to care for your vehicle, which is worth more now than ever. So protect your investment with routine maintenance and extend the life of your vehicle. For automotive service and repair, book your appointment today by calling Greg's Garage at 324-0911 or online at gregsgarageinc.com.
From Northern Nevada, this is KKFT, 99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news, local voices, real impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. The Noon News, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk at 92.3 in Lyon County, Northern Nevada's news and talk station.
FM Talk Weather.
Mostly sunny skies, cloud here and there, low 90s, overnight lows around 60. By the end of the weekend, we'll warm just a little bit, mid-90s and overnight lows in the upper 60s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson Arena? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Mark DeVan, Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
Let's check those fires. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The Elephant Fire, Northwest Reno, has gotten a bit worse. Containment dropped from 42 to 31% last night, but we're told that doesn't mean firefighters have not made great progress. The change comes from updated mapping. The fire crews there are securing lines and starting up the mop-up. Over 20 square miles of brush and timber have burned, and the latest mapping shows it's now reached about a mile east of 395 in California. And a new fire started late yesterday in East Churchill County. The Smooth Canyon Fire has burned close to an acre. It's active, zero containment, 20 miles north of Highway 50. Our check on air quality today shows a low 34 in Reno. That's good, but the Air Now forecast predicts moderate air quality later today. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your Noon News.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks losing steam in afternoon trading as investors digest more earnings reports. The tech-heavy Nasdaq continues to fall as chip stocks extend their two-day declines. Memory chip makers are the biggest laggards, and shares of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing are falling 3% despite the chipmaker reporting its fifth straight quarter of record earnings and committing $100 billion toward new manufacturing in Arizona. And the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly mixed amid a rotation out of chips. However, shares of Apple are up over 1% and hitting an all-time high. Shares of Uber are up over 1% after the ride-hailing company said it will be buying Delivery Hero in a deal that values the German company at $14.8 billion and brings together two of the world's biggest food delivery platforms. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hilary Barsky, invested in you.
Time right now for today's Moment with Mike on the KKFT News at Noon. It's 12:40. Glad to have you with us. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And, of course, Mike Bosma is with Keystone CPAs. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Glad you're with us here. So I just got the numbers, the job numbers from Nevada DETR. 2.3% hike in jobs over the past year. The Nevada State Jobs Report says the state unemployment rate now sits at 5.1%. That indicates to me a pretty healthy economy, especially right here in Reno. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually perhaps even underemployment. It's hard to find people if they're qualified. Usually that 5% they're unemployed, there's a reason they're unemployed. They're either in transition, thinking about retiring. If you can hold a pulse and fog a mirror, you got a pretty good chance of getting a good job.
That's great. I mean, what are the sectors that you think are seeing some of the highest levels of job growth? I mean, what's needed here? I mean, you said if you could take a breath, that's great. But I mean, I see, I drive down, let's just say Kitski, and I see all the jobs available at the car dealerships. But, that's not necessarily a job that you'd want. What's going on?
Well, the real need in terms of want is, highly technical engineering, accounting, any accountants out there, we're hiring, attorney, shameless plug, Greg. Anything that really takes a whole lot of brain power, those are in short supply. The ready, kind of able, hard work, sweatier brow workforce. There's not a ton of people that really actually want to come to work out there. So it's still a pretty tight labor market.
Why do you think that is, and what are they doing for money? I mean, this is something that's curious to me, okay? If you don't work, you don't have any money unless you won the lottery or something like that. What are people doing? I'm just curious.
Well, you leave your last job and you file unemployment and jump on your parents' sofa, Greg.
Oh.
I mean, okay. Right? It's called couch surfing. They made the term for a reason. So they're like, all that stress of having to go to work and, have somebody else boss you around. It's such a drag. I'm just going to go check out for a little bit, get some mental help. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of money to do that if you're sleeping on somebody else's couch.
Well, more power to you, I suppose, if you can do that. In the meantime, 7-Eleven, the parent company of 7-Eleven, says that they're going to close 645 stores this fiscal year. 7-Eleven, look, it's not expensive to go there, and obviously a certain income demographic does shop there. A lot of people do. Is that a sign to you that the lower income demographic is hurting?
Actually say it's kind of the opposite. Maybe it's a sign that people are figuring out not to do grocery shopping at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
What good options are at 7-Eleven if you think about it, right? I mean, same thing. It's like I have a lot of clients that run restaurants and bars, and they're saying their alcohol is dropping month over month after over month for about 2 years straight. Maybe people are just getting healthier. Mm-hmm. Maybe those chicken, those hot dogs running on that barbecue in the 7-Eleven, people realize the carcinogens in that aren't consistent with living long and prospering. So you're getting a little smarter. You're buying your Pop-Tarts at 7-Eleven. You can buy a whole cart full at Winco.
Well, that's why whenever I buy a hot dog, it's got to be kosher. Just putting that out there. word is that the housing market is hurting this summer. There was a report from CNBC. Pending home sales in June fell 5.4% from May. But I'll just a personal anecdote here. Myself and my girlfriend went house hunting this past weekend, and we couldn't find anything on the open market that we really liked in Fernley. And I know in Reno it's a similar situation. I mean, I'm just seeing this conflicting, thing where we're if it's going down, but yet it's going up at the same time.
Well, it is very much a seller's market. I know it's radio, but you did a great 6-7 right there, brother. So catch it on that Bosma Business on YouTube. You'll see it. But 6-7. No, it's so hard to find a house, and you just have to right size your expectations. So if you want to buy a house in this market that is reasonably priced, you might want to get your mind around putting an offer on that house that is a big down payment, no contingencies, and not even maybe seeing it.
What about land? I mean, they didn't even built the house yet, and already they're taking bids on land. Is that smart?
You know, there is no relief in sight for how high housing costs are going to trend.
Okay.
So, you know, and I'll just give you an example. I mean, we're building a 921 square foot addition to our home.
Nice.
Okay. You know, if you do the math, so 921 square feet, it already has a garage beneath it. So the foundation is there, electrical's there. You know, we got the quote for it, $450,000. Okay.
Lord have mercy.
and this is mid-range. It could be as high as $500,000.
Yeah.
And that's because it's custom. It's one-off, right?
Sure.
And no high-end upgrades. Just that's what it costs to build. It's not going down. So the reason you buy the land where you lock it up is because things aren't going to go backwards. They're only going to go forwards. Now, is that manageable? Of course. With every vote, your elected officials could say, hey, we're not going to be so stringent on these building standards, but there is something about our elected officials that just like, we have to be safe from each other. Although I'll tell you, you know, my house was originally built in 1959. You can live in it. You just can't build another one this way.
The election is right around the corner. Just putting that out there. Mike Bosmer from Keystone CPAs. They want to help you out. Of course, they're offering a free one-hour consultation. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. They want to help you. Mike, we will talk again tomorrow, sir.
All right. Looking forward to it, Greg.
Absolutely. Today's Moment with Mike. It is 1246.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
They're still working an injury collision in Fallon, specifically at Highway 50 and Bottom Road. It is affecting both directions. You'll want to use an alternate route. Also, in Reno, on eastbound Interstate 80, just as you start to make the transition to southbound 580, there is some debris in the road in that area, slowing things down. There are no collisions working in Sparks, Carson City, or around the lake. Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or in Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 89 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Wellington, 87 in Minden, 74 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Humidity levels keep dropping, about 20% lower than yesterday for this afternoon. We'll be in the high 20s to low 30s. Keep drying for the weekend into the mid-90s through the weekend and beyond. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles.
If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg.
In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Grab your clubs and swing into action at the Carson City Moose Lodge Golf for Charity Tournament, Saturday, July 25th at Empire Ranch. $85 entry fee includes lunch, prizes, and a great day for a great cause. Go to eventbrite.com and search Golf for Charity to make your reservations today. Carson City Moose Lodge Golf for Charity Tournament, sponsored by Monarch Direct. If you can think it, they can ink it. Sponsorship packages available through July 17th.
Smile on your face. Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR. George and Son.
friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
From the solution in search of a problem file, California has passed a new law that guarantees K through 12 students will be taught by real people, not AI. AB 2148 says that teachers and school workers in public schools must be natural. The original bill had strict rules against using AI or tech in schools, but lawmakers changed it after concerns about how it would work in practice. Now the main focus is making sure that AI can't take the place of teachers or other school staff. Supporters say it's important for teachers to keep control over their work and that tech should help them, not replace them. It will take effect on January 1st of next year, but that's quite a long time, and AI moves fast. Did you know that in New Jersey you're not allowed to pump your own gas? A new poll says residents, they want to keep it that way.
The new poll from Fairleigh Dickinson says 64% of voters want to keep the state's hands-off gas mandate. Only 24% say they want to switch to self-service. Women are the overwhelming backers of having an attendant. 74% say they support that. There is a sense of unity all across the board. More than 50% of men, women, Republicans, Democrats, young people, and older adults all say no to lifting the pump on their own in New Jersey. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
And that's why I don't visit New Jersey very much. FM News Talk time, 1252.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
For the first time in 5 years, Nevada's placed four players on the preseason all-conference team in the Mountain West. D.E. Dylan the Barbera, offensive lineman Jack Foster, defensive back Aiden Walker, and kicker Joe McFadden. Not only are the big hitters coming to Wild Creek in October for a stop on the world's longest drive circuit, it is a three-year agreement to bring the biggest hitters to Wild Creek. Aces back in action tomorrow night in Salt Lake City. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Cap
control systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Hey, it's Brenda with Hannon's Estate Service and the Diggins 1 and 2. We have some really exciting news to share with you. We're moving to a larger store in Carson City, so we're running 40% off store-wide at the 411 Hot Springs location. Come on by.
The 4,800 square foot space located at 411 Hot Springs Road will be available starting August 1st for $3,500 per month. For more information, please call 775-291-8528.
What does America mean to you?
Frank Sinatra sang a song called The House I Live In about America and about the wonders of living in America, and he was absolutely right. When you go by the Constitution, there is no country in the world like America. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to serve in the U.S. Navy. And more importantly, I'm proud to have my family in this great country. I will stand up for it for as long as I live. God love America.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
L&L Plumbing is hiring credentialed journeyman plumbers for $45 an hour and apprentice plumbers for $20 an hour. For full benefit information and how to apply, go to HireMeNevada.com.
HireMeNevada.com has many more local job opportunities. Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
FM Talk Weather.
Mostly sunny skies, cloud here and there, low 90s, overnight lows around 60. By the end of the weekend, we'll warm just a little bit, mid-90s and overnight lows in the upper 60s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home at the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:56 here on the news at noon. If you are looking for a reason to visit San Francisco and you're a fan of the rock group The Grateful Dead, here's a reason. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie announcing an immersive Grateful Dead exhibition.
It's a hand-me-down. The floorboards are broken. Perhaps.
Forever Grateful, Golden Gate Park opens September the 5th at the San Francisco County Fair Building. Things kick off with a free concert on Labor Day weekend from Graham Lesh and Friends. The ticketed exhibition will remain open for viewing through October the 25th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Actor Sam Neill's cause of death is being revealed. Word is, it's pneumonia.
His manager said Neill had successfully beaten a rare form of blood cancer before becoming ill once again. Star of Jurassic Park died earlier this week, surrounded by family in Sydney, Australia. He'll be buried in his native New Zealand during a private ceremony. His manager says he filmed four projects over the past year, and they'll all be released. I'm Michael Kastner.
Word is Republicans are sounding the alarm over the newly unveiled platform for the Democratic Socialists of America, which calls for a radical restructuring of the American government. The, quote, workers deserve more platform explicitly advocates for abolishing the U.S. Senate, eliminating the Electoral College, and replacing the presidency and the Supreme Court with an executive and judiciary subordinate to Congress. Florida Congressman Maria Elvira Salazar, herself a daughter of political refugees who fled communist Cuba, warns that younger generations of voters supporting DSA-aligned candidates often don't grasp the implications of their decisions.
Most people, if you do not have a point of reference and you have not felt what socialism feels, it burns on the skin, but you need to feel it in order to reject it. And the problem is that most of our kids do not have, don't have never lived it. They don't have a point of reference.
And she made those comments yesterday on Fox and Friends. And a Tampa hospital's efforts to improve hospital food is getting recognition from the Trump administration. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will visit Tampa General Hospital today because they've been working with a celebrity chef to improve hospital menus. There you go. The Trump administration is encouraging hospitals to sign a pledge to, quote, make hospital food healthy again. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so glad that you are here with us and that we will be back with you tomorrow before you know it, talking about all things that are happening in Northern Nevada and beyond. For all of us here at KKFT, I'm Greg Neff. Make it a great afternoon, everyone. Talk soon. If you want it, come and get it.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.